Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Have you ever heard of the pineal gland? It sits between the right and left hemispheres of your brain, is smaller than a grain of rice, and shaped like a pine cone. In spiritual circles, it's called the third eye, not a literal eye that you see the world with, but an inner eye that can expand your perception of reality, making you enormously powerful. This energy center acts as a transducer or receiver of energy, much like a radio antenna receives radio waves. A 13-foot statue of the pineal gland, which to the casual observer looks like a pine cone, stands at the Vatican, where it represents illumination and enlightenment. Spiritual teacher Sadhguru says there are 114 chakras or energy centers in the human body. Most humans activate only 21, just enough to manage basic physical and mental survival. Sadhguru's point being that humans only access a fraction of their potential to understand reality. The other chakras can be activated with intention through specific spiritual practices. But to keep it simple, spiritual teachers talk about the seven main chakras of the body, located from the base of the spine to the pineal gland and beyond the crown of the head. Energy moves through the chakras, becoming more intense as it flows upward. As the energy rises, your perception of reality expands. If you want to pursue the energy in the higher chakras, check out Dr. Joe Dispenza, who spent decades teaching people how to literally pull energy from the base of the spine up to the pineal gland. This technique and other spiritual practices are best approached with patience. Quantum leaps are not recommended, as they can blow your emotional circuits. I can personally tell you that quantum leaps can be very scary, like a bad drug trip without the drugs. It's like overdoing it on the first day of a new physical training program. Too much, too fast, and you probably won't be able to get out of bed the next morning. So best to stick with steady, focused intention, with gradual but continuous progress, while observing the effects this flow of energy has on you. Spiritual teachers say that when you raise the energy in your chakras, you never see the world the same way again. Raising the energy using Dispenza's breathing exercise can help you understand and integrate this change of perception into your daily life. I've found that as the energy rises over time, I experience more synchronicities and have a keener awareness of valuable opportunities that have previously been hidden in plain sight. Occasionally, these experiences are euphoric, but mostly they're more like aha moments when I suddenly discover something I never noticed before. So if you sometimes feel you're out of sync with your culture, you're not content to live within those 21 chakras, and you relate to the Sufi mystic Rumi, who spoke of the incredible, unquenchable spiritual thirst that drove him in search of God, truth, and beauty, you might want to check out Joe Dispenza's work on the pineal gland. And if you do, let me know what happens. It's great to share the good stuff. You can email me at heyesoterica@gmail.com. That's capital H-E-Y, capital E-S-O-T-E-R-I-C-A @gmail.com. And in the meantime, may your life be filled with synchronicities, aha discoveries, and a sprinkling of euphoric moments. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.